Cross-party endorsements are stepping up in the presidential race with a big announcement yesterday in Wisconsin. Former Wyoming Republican Congressperson Liz Cheney spelled out her support for Democrat Kamala Harris during a rally with Harris at Ripon College. Chuck Kornbach takes a look at the potential value of that endorsement.
Ripon is known nationally as one of the birthplaces of the Republican Party, the historic meeting at the Little White Schoolhouse in 1854. So it was no coincidence that the Harris-Walz campaign chose that town of now almost 8,000 people west of Oshkosh to highlight Liz Cheney's break with the GOP on backing Vice President Kamala Harris in November. Cheney was vice chair of the congressional panel that looked into the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, a protest encouraged by then-President Donald Trump as he tried to avoid leaving office, despite losing the 2020 election to President Joe Biden. Cheney said Trump's actions fueled the mob beating and brutalizing of police officers, all to try to seize power for himself.
I don't care if you are a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. That is depravity, and we must never become numb to it.
Cheney also criticized former Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker, who tweeted this week that, quote, voters are long over January 6th.
In a time when I have heard many pretty stunning things from Republicans, one of the most stunning was yesterday, from your former governor, Scott Walker, who said basically, people are over January 6th.
Cheney then elaborated on her reasons for supporting Kamala Harris for president, including saying that Harris loves the U.S. and will be a president for all Americans. Harris then extensively praised Cheney, tying her views to yesterday's location.
Not far, as the Congresswoman mentioned, from a small building where the Republican Party was born in 1854, Liz Cheney stands in the finest tradition of its leaders.
So what's the value of the Cheney endorsement to the Harris-Walz campaign? Winneconne resident Monica Lappin says Cheney offers a very powerful message.
That it's country over party that's important.
But Lappin is pessimistic about the Cheney announcement making a difference with any Republicans she knows.
Sadly, I think they're locked in, no matter what they hear or see or anything that's new or in the news or in the judiciary system is not going to make a difference for them.
That seemed to be true for our people carrying pro-Trump signs a couple blocks from Ripon College and cheering at vehicle drivers who gave them a thumbs up. Sarah Geisthart of Princeton, Wisconsin, downplays the Cheney endorsement of Harris.
That's her choice. Everyone's got their own choice to who they want to vote for or support, and that's fine. I'm happy we've got Tulsi Gabbard supporting Trump. I'm also happy we've got RFK Jr. supporting Trump.
Gabbard of Hawaii served in the House of Representatives for 8 years as a Democrat. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was a Democrat before switching his presidential campaign to independent status last year. Still, UW-Milwaukee Distinguished Professor of Political Science Kathleen Dolan says Cheney backing Harris could give some room for other Republicans upset with Trump to cross over.
A feeling that they're not deserting their party by voting for a Democrat because here are other prominent Republicans doing the same thing.
But Dolan says it's hard to say how many Republicans will feel that way. As for swaying independents, Dolan says,
you know, it's a relatively small number of people who can really still be convinced, you know, who are truly weighing one candidate over another.
Still, whether it's to try to win some independents or Democrats his way, or just energize conservative voters, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump will be back in the state on Sunday, speaking in Dodge County. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.